Harper Audio presents 20th Century Ghosts by Joe Hill, performed by David Ledoux. Collection copyright 2005-2007 by Joe Hill. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction by Christopher Golden. Modern horror is not often subtle. Most of those who practice the art of the unsettling far too often go for the jugular, forgetting that the best predators are stealthy. Nothing wrong with going for the jugular, of course, but writers of genuine skill and talent have more than one trick in their bags. Not all of the stories in 20th Century Ghosts are horror stories, by the by. Some are wistfully supernatural, some are darkly disturbing mainstream fiction, and one lacks any trace of nastiness and is actually quite sweet. But they are subtle, friends and neighbors. Joe Hill is one stealthy bastard. Even the one about the kid who turns into a giant bug is subtle, and let's face it, how often can you say that? I first encountered Joe Hill as a name on a list of contributors to an anthology called The Many Faces of Van Helsing, edited by Gene Cavalos. Though I also had a story in that volume, I confess that I had not read any of the others when the time came for a small group signing at Pandemonium, a specialty bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Joe Hill was there, along with Tom Monteleone, Gene, and me. At that point, I'd never read a word he'd written, but as the day went on, I found myself growing curious about Joe Hill. The most interesting thing to me that came out of our conversations was that while he had a love for horror stories, they were far from his only love. He had published mainstream stories in literary magazines, and believe me, I use that word so loosely it might just fall off, and won awards for them. Yet he found himself coming home to horror and dark fantasy time and again. Be glad of that. If you aren't now, you soon will be. I would have gotten around to reading The Many Faces of Van Helsing eventually, but in large part due to meeting Joe, I moved it to the top of the stack. His story therein, Abraham's Boys, was a chilling, textured examination of children who have begun to realize, as all children do, that their father is imperfect. It reminded me, in the very best ways, of the deeply unsettling independent film Frailty. Abraham's Boys is an excellent story that falls about halfway through the book you're currently holding, and it was good enough that it made me want to seek out more work by Joe Hill. But he published only short stories, and most in places that I wasn't likely to run across casually. In the back of my head, I made a note to watch for his name in the future. When Peter Crowther asked me if I'd be willing to read 20th Century Ghosts and write an introduction, I knew I shouldn't agree. I haven't time to do much of anything other than write and be with my family, but the truth is I wanted to read this book. I wanted to satisfy my curiosity, to find out if Joe Hill was really as good as Abraham's Boys indicated he might be. He wasn't. He was oh so much better. The title of this volume is appropriate in myriad ways. Many of the tales involve ghosts in one form or another, and others reflect the effects of the 20th century's echoes. In You Will Hear the Locust Sing, the author combines a fondness for and knowledge of the science fiction and monster films of the 1950s with the very same atomic fears that informed those films. The effect is both darkly humorous and heartfelt. Yet perhaps the most significant way in which the title of this collection resonates is in the author himself. There is an elegance and tenderness to his work that is reminiscent of an earlier era. Of Joan Aiken and Ambrose Bierce, of Beaumont and Matheson, and Rod Serling. At his best, Hill calls upon the reader to complete a scene, to provide the emotional response necessary for the story to truly be successful, and he elicits that response masterfully. These are collaborative stories that seem to exist only as the reader discovers them. They require your complicity to accomplish their ends. In the tale that leads off this volume, Best New Horror, it is impossible not to recognize a certain familiarity and to realize where the tale is leading, but rather than a failing, this is its greatest achievement. Without the reader's feeling of almost jaded expectation, the story cannot succeed. He draws you into the intimacy of 20th century ghosts and the desperation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?